WJ4 CTD, W4 DJW.
I got your emails. I'm not actually ignoring you. Just been really busy.
Nothing heard, W4 DJW.
Can you hear me now?
Was that you? I think my finger hit the hockey puck and knocked it off, so I couldn't hear anything. Was that you, Wyatt?
Affirmative.
Sorry about that. I had to reach over there to shut off a handheld that was on reverse, and my finger touched that little hockey puck that shuts the speakers off.
I was saying that I have gotten your emails. I'm not really ignoring you. I just have not had time to reply to anything.
Hey, I get it. You don't have to explain to me. I get it 100%. Take your time whenever you get around to it. I understand.
I don't know if you know or not, I am actually running for a political office.
No, I didn't know that. I knew you did that in the past. I didn't know you were doing that again. What you running for?
Your House Representative.
Well, good luck. I hope you do well.
Just so you're aware, special election is March 22nd. I'll leave it at that. JJ4 CTD member.
So does that leave a lot of time for ham radio?
A lot of time for anything. I also had a major inspection last week because the feds haven't done their annual inspections in a year and a half.
They can't get on to you for not doing something that they're blocking, right?
The feds also just, they did a reorganization. So I ended up with a new inspector, and there was confusion there for a while, and different offices were saying, well, no, we can't inspect anybody because of COVID. And my new inspector's out of Atlanta, and he's like, we never stopped doing inspections. Why did y'all stop doing inspections?
Well, as long as you're not in the, under the microscope or in the scope of the firing rifle, you should be fine, huh?
Everything went pretty well. New inspector, I did not have to train him, which is a huge plus. He actually had seen the equipment before.
Oh, well, that's good. And this is older equipment, right?
This equipment was new in the system. Not what I have, but that's new in the system in about 2000. So, it's been out for 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years old. 20-year-old technology these days is antique.
One piece of equipment, which, thankfully, he has enough age on him that he actually knew it, because it was the original solid-state equipment. I think it was got its stamp of approval around 1965. And he had actually seen those and worked on those before. So that was also a plus. And, young kids are like, it doesn't have an integrated circuit, I don't know anything about it.
Well, I'm glad you got time to key up the repeater every now and then. It's good to hear your voice on the radio.
N0TR, I stopped by his house because I was on that side of the neighborhood. And, so just making a comment, it's like rare DX for me to be on the repeater because I'm either in traffic or I'm just not moving.
Well, hopefully that'll change soon, right? If you get that position, then maybe things will lighten up a little bit, huh?
Maybe. We might actually be able to break down and send my DS2000 off to get it fixed. Didn't manage to do that when Johnny shipped off the club radios.
What's wrong with your TS2000?
An HF, when I hit the auto tune, it gets stuck in transmit mode.
And how do you get it turned off?
That's the only way to get it out of transmit mode. But then, it's turned off, all the relays reset.
And it goes without saying you did a full reset on everything before you send it back to them, right?
I have tried that, and I did still got it, so there's something stuck somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that happens. Robert had one of those that's for sale, right?
Tell me about that. I said it was out of his estate sale, and I didn't see it come up, so I didn't look at it.
Well, just so you know, it still is available.
Price.
Somewhere between 7 and 8. I don't know the exact numbers off the top of my head. but that's a pretty good deal. It's the Model B. It has the D700 faceplate that is the remote head. And the faceplate, the head on it is, it's just slick. There's no buttons or anything. It's got a D700 remote head, plus the software. I use that on mine all the time anyway. I forget the name of the software, ARC 2000 or something like that. Are you familiar?
All my mobile rigs are D710. So I don't know. I can't remember if the regular D710 front plate will work.
Okay. Well, that D700, like, I mean, it's a lookalike, except it's got RC-2000 written in the upper corner instead of D700. But it, other than that, it does all the same functions as the other Kenwoods, the TS2000s. And it's the ARPC-2000 software that runs on your computer to control the radio.
I bet the regular D710 faceplate might work. I'd have to look at that. Okay, well, I am back in my parking space, and I'm going to pop in. The only radio I actually have in the house right now is a Flex 1500, and, you know, it doesn't transmit with a lot of power.
Okay, well, good to hear you on the radio. Drop in every chance you get. Good to hear you. KJ4CTD, I remember your call. W4DJW, get you later.
Get you later, Dave. KJ4CTD, clear.
ULP, Marjorie. ULP. ULP, Marjorie.